Blog Talk Radio.
J1.
If the spirit
of you, I will love you.
Sherry McGee, I can't actually see the symbol. I see some red, but I want to make sure I be right. So you can type in the comment to make sure I give you the shout out as well. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of The Love Cafe. See, when we come to you every other Thursday at 6 o'clock, we want to offer you something that you can lead and share with somebody else. That's what The Love Cafe is all about. Is the real talk show that soothes your appetite. See, we got an appetite sometimes is heavy, medium, or light, whatever it may be, but the Love Cafe will give you an opportunity to work on your appetite. If you're getting off work or you've been at home, you've had dinner, we ask you to just sit back and recline how you feel. In your recliner, in your chair, or whatever it may be. Get you something sweet, a dessert, which we truly, truly call our attachment. And some libation, which is the truly awakening, your beverage. And enjoy yourself while you listen to the Love Cafe, hosted by Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And so glad to have you. Have several people that join us on the team. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show by just chatting with us is 347-857-4192, 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I will get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, your ideals. We ask you for your location and you are identified with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. We're going to have a ball tonight because this is this time in the third and first of each month at 6 o'clock on Thursday. We have the Love Cafe. You can also connect with us by the Wilding. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Truly, truly, it's a blessing to be able to adventure off into the Internet Talk Radio. The future is now. We're so glad to be the first of probably many to adventure off into talk radio through the Internet. Have a radio station through the Internet. It was good when God blessed us in 2017 to even start this venture, start this journey. As I tell everybody, I was a vision God shared with me, and I was living down in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale's Sunrise area. I had an opportunity to be around several people who was in the broadcast business, and I worked with them on several broadcasts through the AM network. It was a blessing. It was truly an opportunity to grow. But when the vision came upon me in 2017, I had to travel north. And when I got north, I had an opportunity to kind of excel. We had our first show, which is Talking Sports Plus. It was sports talk at the time. And we had ventured down. We have 9 live shows. We're so glad. We are providing a listening opportunity and a watching opportunity for individuals in 18 countries, including the United States, north of the border, also Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. You can check this show out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can check this show out as well on Instagram. We are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We use their opportunity through just working with them. We get a chance to broadcast through their Instagram. And that Instagram account is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, Alabama. So proud to have an opportunity for those brothers to work with in that chapter, working with us to get the word out. So we want to applaud them for taking that opportunity. You also have an opportunity to email the show. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio @gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you have that same opportunity. And that's at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 115, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. And also you have an opportunity to get with us through Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. See, God is so good. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, and WBSW. We are the voice of the Smith Way Production. See, it's a blessing. God has shined his everlasting light upon what we're doing now to get the word out through this vessel. And we give him the praise. We give him the praise for taking this lonely soul and said, let's do something with it. Taking this vision and said, let's go with it. Taking this vessel and taking it to a place that had never been before. Trust in the Lord and you can go as well. We also want you to really, really understand where we are coming from through the Love Cafe. I told you, it's a real talk show that soothes your love appetite. Our Love Cafe menu, as you go into the cafe or into the bars and the grills and the restaurants, includes an appetizer starter, which is lust. We move to the entree, which is the attraction. We make a great effort to make sure you get something sweet, dessert, which is the attachment. And we offer the beverage. And that's the awakening of the moment. the individuals that join me from time to time as co-hosts. I want to give them a shout out. And as soon as they remote in, I will make sure I introduce them again to a point so you know they're on the line. Hails from the great state of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. An outstanding young man who's doing some things in relationship. He's a relationship strategist, a relationship coach. He's also a pastor. I call him the doctor. None other than Pastor Eddie Pratt. Also, a young lady hails from Central Alabama. She's an author. She's a life coach. She's the owner of a professional basketball team at the level of semi-pro. None other than Sarita Duncan. Then we have from time to time, young lady, I said, puts the boots on the ground over in California, particularly Oakland, California. She's out in the community with the boots on the ground, making a difference. The organization that she's blessed to share with other individuals is Only My Own Truth, Behavioral Cognitive Prevention Program. Shout out for Tina Robinson. And a lot of times, from time to time, stepping in, the host of Tell the Truth, hails from Central Alabama, that's Christine Walters. We have an awesome group that join us from time to time. We look forward to having them in here anytime they give them an opportunity to remote in, and we will have a ball tonight. Give a shout out to Nicole Sharon Brown, a member of Theta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Sharon was also on our show. Nicole Sharon was on our show, presented her. She's an author and a speaker, a motivator. Brought her books before us, and it was great. It was awesome to have her. She's over there from the state of Louisiana. Thank you, Sharon, for joining us tonight. That's Nicole Sharon Brown. Let's get started with the Love Cafe. I told you we're going to soothe your appetite tonight because you know what we're going to focus on? Love is powerful. I'm going to say it again. Love is powerful. They said in time, love was make the world go round. See, we could not survive and be in a state of comfort unless we have some love in our life. But we have to know what love is. Love becomes powerful to you when you know what love is. One of the things we always do with our show, we address the acronyms. See, the show is entitled The Love Cafe, but it's the L, the O, the V, the E, acronyms, cafe. Starting off with the L that we think is so important in a relationship, a loving, long-lasting, strong, caring relationship and marriage or life partner is listening. See, in a relationship that has all the tendencies of being healthy, the individual must be able to listen to you and you listen to them. I have been on a series during the 1 o'clock hour on Tuesday and Thursday about preparing our boys for healthy relationships. We have made it to the point where we now addressing grown males versus grown men. And today we had an opportunity to address, are you a joker, a prince, a knight, or a king? What we got to understand, a grown man will know how to love you, empower you, encourage you, and he will listen to you. The O in acronym of love is overcoming, overlooking, overcoming the challenges that come about in your relationship or in your life. Overlooking faults that you may hold something against somebody else to keep you from being happy. The V is valuable. See, we talk about all the characteristics of a relationship and the traits of a good relationship. One of the things that we talk about, do that person value you? Or do you understand what values they bring to the table? Those values and your values, we have to become mutual so we can be successful. The E is everything. The E focus on excitement. See, when I listen to you, we work together to overcome the challenges, and I overlook your faults just because I ask you to overlook my faults. I value what you say. I value as you being my queen. As we talk through our series that we're trying to address our challenges with our boys to be men, we talk about how valuable it is to be a role model. The role model is not your professional athletes. The role model is the individuals they see every day. We have to be better role models. In essence, as grown men, we have to model for our boys to show them this is how it goes. When you love someone, you must listen. When you love somebody, you have to overcome those challenges. See, a grown man will work toward the solution. A boy or overgrown boy or grown male will spend time blaming somebody else. This is where we're headed. We got to make sure that it's all about everything. And when it's all about everything, it becomes exciting. Then another thing that a grown man will do is he encourages. See, he wants to put you as his queen out of the spotlight. That's love, and it comes powerful. Then on top of that, not only become powerful, it empowers you as a queen. See, we got a long road to go. We got to develop more grown men and kings. We have to leave these jokers alone. Everybody in the sound of my voice can understand that in their life they're in radical a joker. See, a joker thinks everything's funny. The joker want to make you laugh. They want to make you laugh because they don't want to know that they're missing the qualities or the attribution to be a grown man. So he's still a boy. See, a joker is afraid of the truth. They want to have you laughing, have you excited, have you into the point where you forget about the truth. Love is powerful. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your location. Then jump right in and you can chat with me about how powerful love is for you. This is what it's all about. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, I ask you to comment or click on the question button or the comment button on Instagram and write something in there. What I'm going to do, and I guarantee I'm going to make a point to try to hit that button, because once it comes up on the area where they show that individuals on live, I will try to read that question or that statement and move towards success. We have joining us also, we have, and I want to wave at this person. And I'm going to say, Miss Bushy. I might not be getting it like, because there's a little bit of a glare on it. So you have an opportunity to take that little button that said question or comment and tap on it and say, I want to make sure you're saying it like it needs to be said. I can stand to be corrected because in life, I understand we sometimes don't pronounce things the way some people think it should be. Work with me and I'll work with you. Love is powerful. As we talk about the meaning of love, love means you must listen to that person you call your significant other, your spouse, your life partner. Love is all about overcoming those challenges. Love is all about valuing that person's opinion and encouraging them so they'll be empowered. Let's get a definition of love. We always talk about love is not jealousy. See, too many of these guys are jealous. Thank you so much. That's Miss Bush, EDS, which is Ed Specialist. Thank you, Miss Bush, for correcting that. See, sometimes it comes all together. Now you're tagged in Instagram. Thank you so much, Miss Bush. See, love has nothing to do with jealousy. See, love is all about boasting to a sense that I love you. I'm proud of you. Love has nothing to do with rudeness. If you have somebody say, I love you, and they can quickly hurt, humiliate you, and abuse you, that ain't love. I'm telling you, you got to recognize when those individuals show themselves as a joker, an overgrown boy, a grown male who got the age and the tools, but because his mind is not ready to have a grown zone, I call it the grown zone, that he's going to fail. So he's going to spend his time trying to satisfy everybody else. He's not comfortable in his skin. See, love is uplifting the person you say you love. You don't ever try to shame that person. You lift them up. See, but a boy wants all the attention. I know the ladies on at this hour checking this show out can say they had a few boys, overgrown boys, dressed up as men, but ain't nothing but real boys. We want to be able to, through our series on Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock, take them from being a joker to be a king. But tonight, we're going to show them that love is all about power. So love is not being rude. See, if someone rude to you, they can't love you. See, love is not has nothing to do with demanding things go my way. It is not about, it's about way or no way. Because if it's all your way, I'm going to add something to that. Since it's your way, you can hit the highway. Come on. See, people don't understand. You got to speak the truth. You got to be real. This is real talk here. If they want it all their way, you got to give them the gift of goodbye because they have showed themselves. If they want to control you, if they want to be in charge of your life, but they're not in charge of their own life, The only way that can happen, you allow them to do that. I tell you, give them the gift of goodbye, because they going to taint you. They going to create problems for you. They going to abuse you. They'll never respect you. Love is all about respect. Love is a state of mind. Love is a state of mind. Love is an internal thing. It has nothing to do with the external. You got to be very careful about those people that show up that might be a prince. They're charming. They feel that they look good. They dress good. See, a prince will outdress you and want everybody to know. Be careful about the prince that you run across, because they don't quite understand how to be committed to you. Come on now. See, we talk about a prince. Since they love themselves so much, they're not going to respect you, because you're not going to do what they want you to do. That's a prince. He ain't a man. He ain't a grown man. He ain't a king. I'm going to say it like way down in the South. He ain't no king. But we got to keep in mind that love, understanding love, and a grown man or king understand love. He knows it's a state of mind. It comes from his heart and his soul. Love is unconditionally. See, love is peace. Love is joy. Love is happiness. See, love includes purity. It's pain you don't encounter. It's all about sweetness. It's all about respect. This verse said respect. She said love is about patience. See, a lot of times you run across somebody and they're lack of will show up very early in the relationship. See, we always have this thing about when they show themselves, believe what you see. See, the first time he becomes impatient and scream and holler at you, it's not only being impatient, it's being disrespectful. Can you love somebody that disrespect you? See, love is all about admiration. Love is about caring. Never subject your partner to hurt, humiliation, and any form of abuse. Normally, as the co-host joined me from time to time, we'll always get this Tina Robinson, what I say, I call the lady that have her boots on the ground. Always shares about her life, how this individual abused and caused some things she's dealing with right now. That's why she says, I have to own my own truth, and I got to pull myself out of this, and I got to work on being successful, because every time he abused her, he told her, I love you. Come on now. You got to be careful, those people that are always telling you they love you, but they can quickly disrespect you. See, they don't have a problem doing that because, see, they are either a joker, they are a prince, they are charming, but they still will disrespect you. Or they might be a knight. See, a knight ain't a grown man. See, a knight is built for war. So in this relationship, it's going to be a war with you. So you have to be very careful. He's going to present strength. He's going to present all the things that a warrior has or a knight has, but he don't have the understanding of how love really works. You don't have to understand that it, love is powerful. So we have to be mindful of people that's that way. See, love is when you really, really realize that I'm at a point where this person is who I'm opening my heart up to. See, your heart is that vulnerability that many don't want to give away. But for you to be happy, at peace, and joy, you got to knock the walls down and become vulnerable and really see how powerful love is. See, love is not all about you. See, love is when what you want is never important, but the other person needs are more important. The other person needs and wants is paramount. See, love is all about giving. There are, as they said, five love languages. And some of us have selected one that said, this is the one I want to focus on. See, some focus on physical touch. Sometimes people focus on receiving gifts. And it's always better to give than receive. So we have to be very careful about what we see love as. See, sometimes doing for others is a lot more important than sometimes what you need. See, when you have that grown man and that king, he gonna do and make sure everything's all right. He will never put that shiny new toy, which is that truck or that car or that bike, before you. Come on now. Love means to be deeply committed. See, it's hard for people to understand how powerful love is because they don't understand what deep commitment means. See, you've got to be able to search inside of yourself and understand what commitment is. See, commitment entails those things that we always talk about on the backside of our traits and characteristics. We talk about dedication. We talk about devotion. See, we talk about willingness. It's all about commitment. See, you become commitment when you're able to dedicate yourself for the happiness of another person. See, a king, when he walks in the room, I gave some information earlier when I was sharing with the 1 o'clock show, the watchers and the listeners. See, a grown man, when he walks in the room, he don't have to say much. His reputation speaks for him, for himself. See, when he walks in the room, you'll know it. Everybody knows he's a king. He's a grown man. So if you're not experiencing that person that's ready to be deeply committed to you, then you need to give him or her the gift of goodbye. When you turn over your heart and soul to somebody because you say that I'm ready to give you this gift of I love you, we have to make sure we do some inspect what we expect. See, too many times we don't I expect you to treat me not financial, but treat me with respect. See, normally Brother Pratt, when he's on, he always leaves something that always resonates with me. And he shares something with me about what we as individuals identify or expect from the other gender. We expect when you ask a woman or queen, what do you want out of this relationship? First thing, she said, love. She wants to be able for you to listen to her. She wants to be able to be all together, overcome. She wants you to overlook her faults because she's going to overlook your faults. She's going to value the relationship with you. She's going to encourage as well as accept the idea of being empowered. But men believe that the most important thing to them is respect. See, everybody deserves to be respected. But we spend a lot of time telling our mates, our significant others, our wives, spouses, our life partners, you're going to respect me. See, we so high on that, and we're being left behind. Except when you're a king or a grown man, you understand how important respect is. See, we also have to keep in mind that love is true. It's the truth. Love is a basic necessity. The title of the show is Love is Power. See, love makes the world go round. And we ask this question, why love is the most powerful thing? See, love is so important. It makes people feel attracted to the other. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allow humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. You know what I'm saying? Humanity can continue to grow and blossom and won't be extinguished because of that joker, that prince, that knight, selfishness. Love is God. And God is love. What we have to always keep in mind, that the forces that's around you will help you from your internal self to understand those things I just shared with you. So you should understand that, as we say, if we want to know about love, put our trust in the Lord. See, God showed us love. See, he didn't just tell us about love. He showed us love. Because he gave his only begotten son for so we can live. He turned his son over to those persecutors so we can live. That's love. Or are you willing to turn yourself over to a joker, a prince, or knight? Or are you truly willing to turn yourself over to a king? Ask yourself that, where is your king? If you haven't run across him yet, he's coming. He's coming. Keep on praying. God's going to send you your king when you're ready for it. What is the best definition of love? I just gave you some things we can say what love is. Love is all about the heart and the soul. See, that's where you love from. Love is internal. It has nothing to do with you and the external part of yourself and your exterior. We talked about when we love dealing with forgiveness and reconciling with people, forgiveness is an internal thing because it comes from your heart and your soul. Reconciling with somebody is a outer part of you. You have to keep that in mind. So as we define love as an intense feeling of deep affection, it's an act of caring, giving to someone else. See, you give your love as a gift to someone else. We want you to always keep it in mind. Remember, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Everybody, everyone don't deserve love. Everyone do not deserve your love. Because they may not be capable of reciprocating that back to you. They can't give it back to you. You give it, they can't give it back because they don't know what love is. They don't understand love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. They don't understand that love comes from the internal part of you, not the external. It's easy to say, I love pizza. I love chicken. I love it because it's something that works inside of me that I have that exciting taste about. But when you say love is truly powerful, that's coming from the inner self where it gets you to a point you have a state of mind. Nothing wrong with love. Don't be afraid of love. We want you to be a part of this. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. You can chat with Dr. Lowe and have a ball talking about love is powerful. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell, then ask you for your location, if you choose your name, and your comments on love. Love has to always be in the best interest of other people and their well-being. That's what love is all about. It's not all about we have self-love. However, once you can understand the inner self, internal part, that how you love from the heart and the soul, it can be given to somebody else because it becomes a gift. Love is powerful. See, we talked about your love isn't for everybody. See, we're getting caught up with the thinking that you can love everybody. That is not true. You can't love everybody, and everybody can't have the love from you. You can attempt to love everybody. You can attempt to allow that person to receive what you have to give in the form of unconditional love. But it's not for everybody. People will take advantage of that. People will take it and run because they become owners of your love because they're not ready for your love. Make sure you look for somebody that's ready for your love. Make sure you take time to understand that the love from your inner self is important. It truly, truly makes the world go around. So everybody should have an opportunity to receive that from you. I know we say, God said, love everybody, but also God also makes sure you can visualize those people that you should love. Love is reciprocated. True love comes from that person and with them. Some people just can't love. They're so hateful. They're so spiteful. But you want the one, and once they're presented to you, God's going to show them to you. You'll receive that love back. So love becomes powerful. Let's look at some reasons most people is afraid of love. He says, what keeps us from finding and keeping the love we say we want? Because some of us are afraid of love because we don't have a true definition of love. We may have not experienced love. I know some people say in the foundation of life, I didn't experience being hugged. I didn't experience love. All I seen was hate. Your foundation starts when you experience and realize where love comes from. Loves come from the internal part. Once you experience that, that's when your foundation begins. You build on that foundation. We talked about those individuals, Joker, Prince, and the Knight. Just remember when they boys and all those overgrown boys who's just grown males, that Joker is one of them, and you have a lot of them. I want you to think about this. You run across some guy. You think this guy is going to be for you. If he's a Joker, he's always in the middle. See, he's not your past, and he could never be in your future. He's always uncertain. Think about people that have been in your life that's been showed you that they are not certain what direction they're going. You can't let people lead you, don't know where they're going. But a grown man or a king, when he walks in the room, everybody knows he's in the room. When he show up, he don't have to say much. He just, his presence, because of what he carry and the way he carry himself, is felt through the vibes in the room. That's a grown man. That's a king. So we ask the question, what keeps you from finding and keeping the love we say we want? What keeps you? You can know and comment what have kept you from finding the love. Maybe you weren't ready. It's all right to say I wasn't ready. I got to work on me a little bit longer. One of the things I experienced when I came out of my divorce back 10, 11 years ago, I was told by a good friend, you need to take some time to find who you are. Don't jump back in it. See, you have to realize that you have to know who you are and whose you are. You have to know how to love yourself more than you can love anybody else besides God. See, we have to keep in mind that when you have a true, clear, concise definition of love, you don't have a problem committing and dedicating and devoting yourself to that relationship. You are a queen. You're looking for a king. You are a grown woman looking for a grown man. The Joker can't satisfy you. See, that makes you afraid. That's why you can't find what you want. Because the joker's out there, uncertain. And he'll take you on a journey that you want, an unknown journey that you don't want to go on. That prince is charming, but he don't know where he's going. That knight is brutal. He's a, what you say, I want to thug. I'm all of that, but he don't know where he's going. But a king, a grown man, he understands where he's going. He understands that you are number one. See, a grown man loves one woman. A joker, a prince, or a knight love many. That means they don't know what love is because they're still boys, overgrown boys. Check your life out. Make sure your choice is a grown man and a knight who's working to be a king. A prince that's working to be a king. A joker who's working to be a king. Our next series and what we're going to be talking about on our Tuesday show is from joker to king. Can't say he can't be a king, but you know what? He has to do that on his own. You cannot raise a grown man or a grown male to be a grown man. Make sure I don't get that confused. You cannot raise a grown male or overgrown boy to be a grown man. You can't buy him all he wants because he never will be satisfied. But a grown man understands that he's going to buy you. A grown man realizes he puts you first. He don't allow his boys to manipulate him. That's a boy. See, when a guy who's a joker, a prince, and a knight trying to be a grown man, they're going to stumble around until one day the light going to shine on them. I'm telling you. And this will lead to where you can't find or keep the love you are asking for. One reason is real love makes us feel vulnerable. See, in a new relationship, you are in uncharted territory. And most of us have a natural fear of the unknown. That's why you can't deal with these jokers, because they will take you on an unknown journey. Unpredictable. Be very careful about overgrown boys and grown males. Real love makes you feel vulnerable. You're willing to take a chance. Because you want to fall in love. When you fall in love, it's a real risk. It can go one way or the other, especially if you got a joker, a prince, or a knight. When you got a king, the relationship is going upward. You will know what love is, and you'll know how powerful it is. The reason most people are not willing to are able to find or keep the love. New love stirs up past hurt. Come on now, I know some of y'all know about that. Somebody that you was in a bad relationship and they created and left what they call poor relationship skills. Even when you come out of it, you have relationship skills that are not good for anyone, especially not for you. See, when you see something new, you get a fear that there's a possibility he's going to do me just like the last or the past. But if he's a grown man and a king, you don't have to worry, because he's going to know how to love his woman like she's a queen. He's going to take care of his woman like she's a queen. He's going to stand up for you like a queen. He's going to make sure you're never mistreated. That's what a grown man and a king do. The next thing, love while you're afraid and you can't find it. Love challenges an old identity. See, we have struggled with some underlying feelings about being unlovable. Just throw your hands up, your thumbs up. Hit the button to let me know that you've ever been in a situation where you have feelings of being unloved. See, that challenged an old identity. You experience that, and you think everybody you meet, which you may meet, the joker, the prince, and the knight. And you could have said everybody, but when you meet a grown man or a king, love becomes powerful. Love is what it does. Come on now. Love is what it does. You can't tell me you love me and can't put the work in. See, too many people can't put the work in. It requires effort. See, we talk about I'm ready to give 100%. But if you don't know how, or you can't trust that person because you have that feeling of unloved, you can't put 100% in. You have to know what love is and what love does. Love is from the heart, the soul. It's a state of mind. What it does is bring peace, joy, happiness. Always, always keep a smile on your face. You'll be looking forward to hearing from your king or your queen. That's what love do when you know what love is. Love, truly, truly, with real joy comes real pain. That's why some people are so afraid. See, when you start getting excited, the first thing you think about, oh, I got hurt when I became vulnerable. You will never reach the full magnitude of love until you become vulnerable. See, the joy will come. Sometimes we have to go through some pain to get joy. We can't be afraid of experiences. What we call fully experience of true joy or the feel of a preciousness of life on an emotional level. See, love is about emotion. That's why jokers, prince, knights, who are overgrown boys, grown males, can't experience real love because they are not functioning on the emotional level. See, one of the things about in a conversation between the genders, men and women, we said women, first thing a guy gonna tell you, you're so emotional. There's nothing wrong with emotion. The problem is when you have somebody that don't have any emotion. See, when you don't have emotion, you focus on something else. We always said that queens, grown women, have emotion. Boys, jokers, prince, knight, hell egos. Just think about that. Think about it. See, grown males And bro, overgrown boy is going to get upset. If something happens, they're not going to take the responsibility. They're going to blame somebody else. They might just blame you. So a grown man, a king, going to accept what has happened because he's trying to come up with a solution. Everybody that know me personally said, I don't have time. Truly, I'm telling you, I don't have time, and I'm popping my collar to spend my time worrying about a problem. I focus on solution. What happened in the past, I can't change. You can't change. But you darn sure can make it better for the present so you can have an awesome solution, I mean, future. Keep that in mind. You remember, a joker is always in between the past and the future. That's where you leave him. Leave him. Leave that boy back in the past. He's going to create unpredictable moments for you. He's going to create an unknown journey because he ain't ready to move to the future. You always have to keep it in mind. The last thing that people fear about finding and keeping love, you know you deserve it, but one of the things is love is often unequal. I can get an amen on that. I'm going to take you back to church now. Give me an amen on that because I'm going to tell you, love is often unequal. See, many people you talk to from time to time that they express hesitation over getting involved in a situation or with someone because that person said, I like them a lot. See, when you're talking about love, it's not only just liking how I look external or by exterior. It's all about being able to feel that my heart and my soul truly, truly love you. So a person that's operating from the internal, which is your heart and your soul, cannot function with someone who's operating with the external. They will never understand. That's the unequalness of the situation. See, we have to understand all of those things are quite important. As we get ready to close, I want to share with you a couple of things. Those things are, how do you get over your fears of falling in love? And I'm going to run through them right quick. You might have fell in love with somebody and they hurt you. The love was unequal. They turn your joy into pain. This is how you truly, truly get over your fears of falling in love. Because that relationship should stay in the past. Those skills you gain, you have to work on them to move into the future. First of all, be honest with yourself about why you're afraid of finding and keeping real love. Feel your feelings. If something don't feel right, 9 times out of 10, it ain't right. Most times, 10 out of 10, it ain't right. So if you feel like it's not right, if your feelings are not right, don't step off on that canoe and rely on this person to carry you down that long journey that it may can turn over anytime. Pick a worthy partner. Everybody that comes to you tells you you look good, you smell good, probably ain't no good. Because they got one thing on their mind, your external, not your internal. If you're picking somebody make sure you can feel their internal vibes just like they can feel yours. You say, how do you do that? See, when you truly know how to love from your heart and your soul, and it becomes a state of mind, your vibes will be all over the place when you meet that person. Be careful about giving everybody that give you a compliment an opportunity to be in your life. Because everybody don't supposed to be in your life. Pick a worthy person. The next thing I want to share with you is, know that it's okay to be vulnerable. That's a word well beyond thinking, because vulnerability brings fear. Vulnerability makes you scared. But it's all right to be vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable, because when you say vulnerability, it's talking about opening your heart and your soul up for somebody that may trample it. But if you're picking worthy people, somebody that's worth, because that person comes your way is a grown man or a king. I'm saying Ark, I see he might be a grown man and not quite the king yet, but a grown man has all the qualities of a king. And last but not least, understand that it takes time. I said this about 10 minutes ago. I said when I came out of my divorce, I was told you need to take some time. See, it's a healing process that you must take and must go through so you can fall in love again. It's been awesome tonight. I thank each and every one of y'all for joining us. I was truly, truly blessed to be before you and share how powerful love is. Love is powerful. Hopefully something I said tonight you can take and you can contemplate over it, think about it, and say, I might can use that so I can enjoy love. Want to give a shout out to these individuals joining us. Thank you so much again, Sherry Price McGee, Latay Pickett of Inspire to Inspire, also a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Also, Nicole Sharon Brown, an author out of the state of Louisiana, who was a guest on our show. You can go to our Facebook page, Nicole Sharon Brown, and purchase one of her many, many books. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out truly to Notorious _ J. Cree. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, Miss Bush, EDS, Ed Specialist. Thank you so much for joining us. M. Villain, 1874. It was a pleasure to have you on the show again. Also, as I stroll down to make sure I'm not missing anybody, I'm not. Thank you, each and every one of y'all, for taking time, and hopefully you gained something, as I said earlier, out of hashtag responsible as our public service announcement. I know restrictions are being dropped in many of our states. Masks are coming off. But I want you to remember, we must still follow the COVID-19 protocols. You must still wash your hands. You must still stay 6 feet. And if someone walk up on you, tell them, excuse me, can I have my space? You must wear a mask. on top of that, I think, is very important. More than personally, if I would say, a vaccine. Stay at home where you don't have to be out in large crowds or small crowds. Then last but not least, if it's your choice, take the vaccine. If that's your choice. I always tell people that's a private matter. Whatever you do, just remember, those protocols will have to work for us to be safe, for us to get some control, but have some sense of normalcy. It's not going to come overnight, and we have to start accepting that, even with the vaccine. It will take years to really work like we want it to work. So keep that in mind, all of those things about protocol. COVID-19 is still here. It will be truly, truly hit its highest point 1 year ago in June, not in March. So we've only been 10 months in this situation. We hadn't been a year. Some people always said, March 11th, they blow the country down. We had very few cases. That was recognizable. But after Memorial Day, cases hit. We still have cases rising now in states like Michigan. Those states up in that, what we call the Great Lakes. State where the numbers are rising. Hospitals are filling up. We want to say it's a variant, but now it's still COVID-19. We was told that we had a fourth wave coming. We had another wave coming. We knew it. Yes, we tried to get as many people vaccinated. But the truth of the matter, the fourth wave is coming due to the weather, due to the climate. It's coming. So make sure you take care of yourself. Follow the protocol. Be responsible. Hashtag one life does matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate or understand. Hashtag, it's a mind thing. Make sure you focus on what's right. Last but not least, as we talk to close out our hour, our next show will be coming up Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tell the Truth, hosted by the host for that show is Christine Walter. I co-host her on that show as well as the producer I am. We will have an awesome show. Be ready to check us out Sunday at 3 o'clock. I always tell you, use the virtual technology or the virtual opportunity to tell somebody you love them. Or go face-to-face and tell them you love them. Tell them virtually through your hug that I truly love you. Or give them a hug. As we move forth to close tonight, we have to always keep in mind. See, God bless us to see a thrilling Thursday. I know a lot is going on in this country, but we have to keep in mind from our grassroots level, we have to do the best we can, but we have to do something. So as we move forth. I really have enjoyed tonight talking to you about love is powerful. See, we have to stand on the belief that once you identify what love is, you'll know what love does. See, love make you ride and die. When we play our music, we don't have the rights and don't own the rights to it, but we play it. And I want to close it out by telling you, I truly love you. I offer from my heart that love. And at the end of every one of my shows, I always tell people, I love you. And I'm a thank you. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. Check us out Sunday. About to tell y'all what.
Whatever it is, it's no Adam, I'll pay the shipping costs. You're getting in her way, whatever it is. It don't matter, I'll pay the shipping costs. You're getting in her way, whatever it is. It don't matter, I'll pay the shipping costs.
Now look, a lot of men are jealous of their woman. You know, they try to do little petty and sneaky things to stop your groove, ladies. Like, if you're trying to go back to school or start your own business, they gonna shoot the idea down. They want to keep you caged in like a bird and always accusing you of messing around. And because he don't socialize with family and friends, he don't want you to do so. That's why you can't go to the next level. See, ladies, the sooner you let him go, the quicker success is gonna come to you. The bottom line is, ladies, you sleeping with the enemy.
Get in her way, whatever it is. It don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way, whatever it is. It don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost. You're getting in her way, whatever it is. It don't matter, I'll pay the shipping cost.